7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Smart? Not smart. Smart or not smart? Oh, this isn't the brightest thing. Okay. Here we go. Let's do this. The current time is 1930 UTC. And that means it's windy. And the wind comes up at the most annoying time. Hello, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I've decided to come outside today, which is proving not to be the brightest idea. Of course, there was no wind at my house. There's never any wind at my house, is there? No. So I'm down at the creek, and I did not check the weather before I left. I basically looked out the window and I said, oh, it's nice and sunny. Doesn't appear to be any wind. Let's go outside. Yeah, it's nice and sunny. Nice and sunny meaning it is too hot. It is 31 or 32 degrees. And this is not a smart or safe place for me to be. So I'm down in the creek valley. I'm looking up into the trees looking for my owl friends. I see no one. At least not right off the bat. They are hard to see. They are well camouflaged. But I don't see much. Oh, I had a... Well, I'm not going to go into it, but I had a rough night. And now, when I got up, I thought, oh yeah, it's Monday. We got to go check for golf balls. And I see steps. I see golf balls that were not here earlier. But I see golf balls that are gone. Somebody's been down here looking for golf balls. I can see a lot of white. Ooh, there's an orange across the water. Can I get it? I don't know. Let's grab the golf ball retrieval stick. Still sitting here in our convenient place where we left it. Oh, here's another white one. Another white golf ball right here. Okay, I'm now down into the creek bed. Pinnacle 2, white. Okay. Yeah, this is weird. Somebody was walking around on here and they stepped right there. It's like they stepped on the opposite bank, jumping over the water, and perfect fork ball. And they either dislodged this ball, or maybe they were going for it, but then they left it behind. What is happening? I don't know. But yeah, oh, there's lots of wind, and we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can see at least 5 golf balls, so maybe somebody was not down here. Oh, there's some fresh Mati prints in this mud right here where I'm washing off the golf ball. And there's some duck tracks. This is very muddy. This is a very dirty golf ball. I kind of have to wonder if this has been here all winter. And whoever jumped over the water there, I bet their foot dislodged it from the mud. All right, we got an orange Callaway, number 4. Not bad. Not bad. I see two white golf balls way up there, upstream in the water. Okay. We cannot stay out here very long. It is hot. Here's my footprints from yesterday. Oh, here's three more white golf balls in the water. So we're up to like, what, 8? There's like 8 golf balls in here. Okay, orange golf ball is going in golf ball pocket. I'm now going to use my stick. Oh, I don't have to because I can just see it. He's right there. The red golf ball from yesterday. He's right here. Let's wash him off. Yes. totally worth coming down here and risking my life. I see color over there in the water too. What's that? No, that's a label or something. Red golf ball goes into golf ball pocket. Pick up the stick, poke that thing over there, make sure that's not a golf ball. It's not, it's just a little orange piece of paper or something. Okay. This is a good, quick golf ball raid. I'm looking up into the golf ball eating ravine. I don't see anything, thank God, because climbing up there would be very hot. I'm now going to climb over. Oh, here's another white golf ball. That's 9. I'm going to climb over the picnic table. And I'm walking upstream, right in the middle of the creek. White golf ball. I'm looking up onto the opposite bank. Do we have any golf balls up here? Anything of color? I think I see a white one. The problem is that there's lots of leaves still. All the brown, leaves from this past autumn still are laying on the ground. And could potentially be covering up golf balls. Oh, what's that in the water up there? I see something orange in the water. And there's something orange buried in the mud there. Yeah, I'm remembering the ball that's buried in the mud. Now, can we get up here close enough to this ball? There's an orange in the water, but it's 2 meters away from me. Oh, and I just can't get close enough. Wait, what if I go over here? To get the stick. Oh, the stick does reach. Can I fork it? Can I get it on the fork? Oh, I just pushed it further away. And yes, no, I dropped it. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Oh, I've got it. We are well balanced. And I've got it. I'm going to put it down on the ground right here. There's a white golf ball up here a little bit further. Oh, sliding into the creek. My feet are getting wet. There we go. There's a white ball here, a white ball there. There's 3 white balls. That's a yellow, I think, in the water right there. Don't want it. I'm climbing up back up onto the bank right here in this convenient landing area. Okay. Yeah, it's time to stop. Okay, so I'm going to return the golf ball retrieval stick. Oh, to its resting location so we can use it in the future, because this is a good golf ball retrieval stick. Oh, this ball is kind of muddy. It's an orange Titleist number 22. Oh, okay. Let's look downstream. I just want to walk over here and check the opposite bank for golf balls, because sometimes some get stuck right there. I don't see any. Looking downstream, I don't see anything. I'm looking up into the trees. And this golf ball stinks. The mud on it is, you know, nothing but decay. The decay of leaves and gunk. Okay, I've decided I need to wash this golf ball off before I put it in my pocket, which necessitates going back down into the creek bed right here. And we'll go over to this little pool of water where we washed off the first orange golf ball. And we wash off the second golf ball. Huh, not too bad. It's in good shape. Okay, it's clean. going back the way I came. Oh, oy. Climbing up the bank here. Zip, zip. Hey, there's some chives. There's some chives growing right here. Hi. Hi, Mr. Chivey. I'll remember that. There's chives in the creek now. Yummy. All right, so I'm circling around the big old tree here. And I'm going to climb up on out of here. I'm going to get my ass back home. So in order to do that, we need to turn on the synthesizer. Yeah, baby. Oh, boy. Okay, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? Synth. I just realized something. This is broken. That's the wrong thing. We need to fix that. And how do we fix that? I'm not sure I quite remember. But we're gonna go for it anyway. And I'm trying to remember what it is we need to mess with. We gotta mess with this thing, right? Yeah, we gotta mess with that. So let's start messing with it. We're gonna go 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E. And we're going to assign it to here. And what's that sound like? It's going to be good enough for now. And let's go back to the other one. It sounds weird at that speed. That's all. Okay, we're good.
Boop, 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 boop
Awesome. Okay, so yeah, this is sure fun, and I really, really want to start to use and abuse this drum module that has our Spanish phonemes in it, like bre, 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 bre. Awesome. But I've got everything set up. I've got everything set up to be, you know, Mr. Performance Patch. And so I'd have to start unwiring things to really start going nutty with the phonemes. And nobody wants to get nutty with the phonemes more than I do. So what does it all mean? What it all means is we need to unpatch this stuff, but we can't unpatch this stuff until I use this patch, unless we want to repatch, but I've been blabbing about all this for so long. Anyway, today's Monday, right? So tonight, I have to go to the open mic and see what's going on and just generally hang out and, you know, be the cool guy. Yeah, and so while I'm there, I have to, you know, talk to Spider Cat and say, hey, let's get me set up. I can play next week or the week after that. And she will say, oh, awesome, you're the greatest, blah, blah, blah. At least that's how the conversation goes in my head. So I gotta book a date, and I'm fully intend to do that tonight. Hopefully that'll go down. But now the question becomes what to play. Because, you know, most people do multiple songs. Nobody gets up there and does 15 minutes of bah, dink donk, dink dank. So, you know, I realize I am the cutting edge guy. I'm going to get up there and edge some cuts. I may also cut some edges. But my point here is, what we're listening to now, is basically just, is the same patch. It's just at half speed. And it, well, there's a different drum pattern. There's a different drum pattern, but everything else, the entire rack is just same setup, different speed. Oh, and also has the inclusion of bra, bra, bre. Oh, bre, bre. Sorry. Bre. 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 So, of course, as you know, my original plan was just to go up and do 15 minutes of long, drawn-out, 7.5 minutes worth of ambient droning, and then I'll turn it into the techno thing that we've been listening to for weeks. And now I'm starting to wonder, I wonder if I should cut that short. I wonder if I should, just do like 3 minutes of the ambient stuff, blend that into another 7 or 8 minutes of, you know, the techno crap that we've been working on. And then we can stop, change the drum pattern, which will just take a few seconds. So, you know, it's not like we got to sit there and wait for a bunch of crap to load like we used to in the old days. Got to switch discs, load some stuff up, 3-minute load time between songs. Ugh, it was a nightmare. So I'm thinking, what if I'd kill another 5 minutes just doing this? I mean, you can barely tell that this is the same thing. Yeah, you can hear some of the same sounds. That's true. But this is new. Bre, 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 bre. So, you know, we could just do a few minutes of this improvised crap like we're doing right now. That's it, kids. See you tomorrow.